Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos Taros, which we do every single day. L'Gilui Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are Masechta Taros. We are in the second parak, Mishnayos Vav and Zayin, and we have been discussing a lot about the Tumah chain, the Avi Avos, Tumah Ava, Tumah the Rishon, the Tumah Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, as far as it and as long as it pertains to liquids. And so the Mishnah begins, Hasheni Shebechulin Metame Mashkechulin Uposol Ochle Truma. The bottom line is that a liquid that comes into contact with a sheni is going to be a rishon, even if it was chulin. And so therefore, if the liquid becomes a sheni, it touches food, the food becomes a sheni. And so if you have a chulin liquid that becomes tameh, it's not just disqualified, it conveys tumah further. They can become tameh, metame mashke chulin, uposal ochle truma, right? It passes truma. If it's Shebet Truma, if the liquid is in Truma, Metami Mashke Kodesh, Uposa Lochle Kodesh, Shanasu Lotaras HaKodesh. It can convey Tuma to liquids that are Kodesh, and then ruin the foods of Kodesh, which were prepared Lotaras HaKodesh. Avalam Nasu Lotaras Truma, but if the food were prepared as Chulin, to the level of Taras Truma, Metami Shnayim Uposa Lachad BeKodesh, it has the ability to extend the chain two levels and ruin one level of Kodesh. Rabbi Eliezer does not like all of this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Shloshan Shavim. He says that Kodesh and Truma and Chulin are all the same. Ha'echad shebekodesh shebetruma shebechulin mitamei shnayim uposalacha bekodesh. He says a Rishon, whether it's no matter what it is, it has the ability to passel for two level to be mitamei two levels and passel a third. Right, metame echad uposel echad betruma upo, right, and then when it comes to truma, it can be metame one level, and then it will extend to ending it at one level uposel sachulin, and of course it will ruin the chulin one level. Hasheni shebekulan, when you're dealing with a sheni in all of these cases, a metame echad uposel echad bekodesh. Right, it's metame one level, and then it passes at one level. Umetame mashke chulin, and it also can go ahead and create a situation of chulin liquids and make them tame. Uposal ochle truma, but it will ruin the food. It passes and ends at that point for foods of truma. Hashlishi sheba chulin, and when you're dealing with something that's a shlishi, metame mashke kodesh, it can create a tuma level for a mashke, which would then go ahead and be able to be metame something else. So posel ochle kodesh, but the chain will end at ochel kodesh. It won't be able to extend beyond. And that is the position of Rabbi Eliezer in this regard. It should be pointed out, we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer under this situation. Have a fantastic day.